My wife hit her 40th birthday without the trauma you're supposed to have. Very well-adjusted lady. No big deal. 40th birthday. And then a couple months later, our oldest son, who was then 12, said, "Hey, Mom, you know you've been alive for 14,662 days? Well, that's a different matter. Actually, life really isn't years. It is days. All the little choices, experiences, hurts, happinesses of each 24-hour period, isn't that what makes the years? That's really true when it comes to parenting children. Their lives unfold in these 24-hour episodes. They're shaped by their days. I know our own kids' lives were filled with daily developments as they were growing up, academic developments, frustrations, changes in friends. It seemed like there were soap operas that were changing daily. Questions, remarks. If I miss many days, well, I'll never catch up on what I missed. See, it was tough when I traveled, so I was thankful for, well, like phones and emails. When I was away, I would contact home frequently and get those important updates of what happened in that 24-hour period. I got out of step with my wife and children if I didn't stay in frequent contact. You just can't afford to be out of touch very long in any relationship. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about frequent calls home. Now, our word for today from the Word of God comes from Luke chapter 5. I'm going to begin at verse 16. The news about Jesus spread all the more, so that crowds of people came to hear him and to be healed of their sicknesses. But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. Underscore these words. The crowds came, but Jesus withdrew. See, when you're besieged and when you're pressured, your only hope of staying on course is regular time out to touch God. Jesus knew that. He made frequent calls home. There's a lot to learn from these simple few words we just read. First, it says often. So you got to take many timeouts during the day. Not necessarily going in a room all by yourself. Not necessarily stopping everything and saying, "Wait a minute, I've got to take an hour off." Just even a momentary spiritual timeout. Many times during the day. You make too many choices in a day. There's too many needs. And then it says, he withdrew. And I get the feeling you have to tear yourself away from the urgent demands. He had people all around him at that point, and they all needed him. But you know, the timeout might only be brief, but it's a quick moment in the middle of the battle to focus on your Father, to spiritually and mentally withdraw from every voice but one voice. And then it says he often withdrew alone. We spend a lot of time listening to God's voice in Bible studies and church and group settings, but the key is time alone, when there's no other voice. And then it says, he prayed. He didn't get alone to plan, to listen to the radio, or listen to music. It was time to touch God. Frankly, I've gone too many days where God and I consulted at the beginning and at the end, but not near enough in the heat of the battle. So many times a day, we need deployment or courage or help with our priorities. We need an answer. The greater your responsibilities, the more often you need to check with God, even when it seems like you have less time than ever to do it. The daily rush, well, it can quickly push you right out of the mainstream of the will of God. But take it from a dad who's traveled. You can't afford to be out of touch for long. So make frequent calls home.